Wrap it up. Nunamin Aleph. So we had talking about a boyd in Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabbah. So we had the Rabbah explained that the Machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel, they both say this is the boyd that's written in the Torah. Rabbah explained, let's talk about stuff on the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbah, Rabbah explained, four lines at the bottom, the Pem Tess on the base in the bottom. Amar Rabbah says Rabbah, the boyd in Rishus Rabbah, the boyd is in the public street, Kuli Amalei Pligid and Mechayiv. Everyone agrees that if the boyd is in Rishus Rabbah, Yechayiv, my time. You don't own it. Why you chayv? Amakra ki yifte ki yichre. Ima psicha chayv akira koshkein. If you chayv for open removing the lid, aren't you chayv for digging the whole hole? Al iske psicha iske kriya bolo. We just started yesterday. You chayv for the act of digging and the act of covering. That's what you chayv for. Doesn't matter if you own it or you don't own it. So what's the machleik that we keep a and Rabbi Shmuel? Lo nechelku. Their machleik is this. Shus Rabbah. Everyone agrees. Chayv. Machleik is this. If you dug it with a shus, you dug in a shus yachid. Ella beboy b'shus, you dug in a shus yachid, and then afterwards you mafke the area around the boy, and you still own the boy, and you still own the boy. Rabbi Kiva says. So Rabbi Kiva strictly Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva says boy b'shus einam mechayv yechayv. You still own the boy, because you see if it says bal haboy, the owner of the boy should pay. So it means there's an owner. The boy the isle by the gonachmon, a boy that has an owner. Rabbi Shmuel of a baal atakola. Rabbi Shmuel baal doesn't mean the owner. Baal means the one who made it in place. He's the one responsible. So Rabbi Kiva, according to this version, Rabbi's version is stricter than Rabbi Shmuel. We just revived it yesterday. Rabbi Kiva is stricter than Rabbi Shmuel. A bazel my zeu boy ra omba teir kav Rabbi Kiva. So what I mean, this is the boy that the Torah says. The boy the main boy is just Rabbi. Because zeu boy is a possible cause of chilat hashlumin. When it comes to the pasuk of payment, the Baal HaBoyd Yishalom, there is talking about Baal HaBoyd, and Baal HaBoyd is the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, up to Rabbi Yosef. That's the Rabbah's version. But Rabbi Kiva is stricter than Rabbi Shmuel. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Chayiv, they're arguing Rishus HaYachid. However, Rabbi Yosef, I'm a punk for cat. The Baal Rishus HaYachid, the Baal was built in Rishus HaYachid, then you mafked the Rishus around it, and then you kept ownership of the boy. That for sure. Everyone agrees. Yechayik says Baal HaBoy, the owner of the boy. So obviously, there's an owner. Beboy says the pligi, the mechayv yechayv. My time, Baal HaBoy, the machmana, beboy is the bialim skin. The boy has an owner. Keep pligi. What's the machleki? Rabbi Kiva Shmuel is in the boy and Shus Rabbi. Beboy b'Shus Rabbi, my boy and Shus Rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel holds boy b'Shus Rabbi. Nami yechayv Shmuel holds the boy Shmuel. Ozi yechayis. Now this in this version, Rabbi Shmuel is more strict than Rabbi Kiva. Everyone agrees that she's a yachid, machleik, she's a rabbi. Bishmol holds, but she's a rabbi, you're no owner, because it says as long as you dug, that's what you chai for. The chesiv ke yichter, ke yichre, ima psicha chai, wakir le kosh, kem vichai for opening, sure you chai for digging, yel, all this ke psicha, all this ke kriya, boloi, but you chai for the act of digging it. No, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, no. Since there's no owner, you're not chai. Aye, what does he do? Why does the Torah need to say if you open the lid or you dug it? And the from here, because we hold up according to this opinion that oinchim min adin the kavuchem is enough to cause people to pay money. Rabbi Kiva says nothing extra. Hanu mitzvah you need to tell you both sides. If you open the lid, is open an existing bird, or if you dug it open. Why the ikach rachmana ki yiftach avteiro? Only would have said if you opened the bird, so all you did was remove the lid. That's why putting the lid back is sufficient. Have amina pasechu the sagle bekisi kaira le sagle bekisi at the time lid. Only if the bird was already dug before, was just had a lid on it, then you remove the lid. It's enough. It's sufficient to put the lid back on. But if you dug a hole, maybe you actually have to fill it up with sand. So therefore, the Torah says, you know, that even if you dug a hole, a lid is sufficient. Only if you dug a hole, the boy kisa, the only time you have to cover it if you dug it. Because since you dug the hole, you're responsible. You didn't dig the hole, so not dug the hole. You just moved the lid. Maybe if something falls in, the other guy's responsible. Maybe you don't even have to put a cover on it. That you do. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, it's not extra, and I hold it. He says, Rabbi, you attack a potter. Velamai, so what does it mean when it says Zehu a boy ha'oma b'tayr to come to Shmuel? Shmuel said this is the boy according to Rabbi Shmuel all the side is just a yachid inside boy Shmuel Rabbim is written in the Torah. What means Zehu boy don't cause b'tayr? Zehu boy is a possible cause of chilul nazikin. The very opening of boy, the very first pasuk which talks about boy is the yiftach ish boy. Like yichri ish boy is talking about what in Shmuel Rabbim for nazikin. Meisel asks a question. It says in the Braisa. If somebody digs a boy in Shus Rabbi, and opened an entrance was Shus Yochid. Potter, because nobody had a right to trespass. Who asked you to come into my property? Even though I shouldn't be making a boy, I dug a hole in Shizu Rabbi. Even though I shouldn't do that, because really you're not supposed to make holes and weaken the public place. But since the opening was in my private property, and you walked in my private property, I'm potter. And right now we're assuming.
So it's like a cave under the Shizu Rabbi. He started the opening of the cave in his house, and it goes under the Shizu Rabbi.
Yeah, but you walked in. Now, what happened was. I then went ahead, right now the more things that I went, then went ahead and I was mafkir my rishus. So another, this is a boy rishus yochid, and I am potter. So why am I potter? Because this follows the opinion that says that boy rishus yochid is potter, which according to Rabbi Yosef, everyone agrees boy rishus yochid is chayiv. Can't be. According to Rabbah, this is machlekes of Kibbutz Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds potter, so this is Rabbi Shmuel. That's what I was going to surmise. Hachayif case number two. If somebody dug boyres shichin and meidah, Rishus Yochid. If somebody dug these different kinds of holes in the cave, Rishus Yochid. Upis Rishus Rabin and the open Rishus Rabin. Chayif, you chayif because everybody it's like the Rishus Rabin. Hachayif boyres case number three. Hachayif boyres Yochid. If somebody dug a hole in Rishus Yochid, Hasmuchel Rishus Rabin. Well, you're right adjacent to Rishus Rabin. Going. Those people who dig holes because they want to support their foundations. So they dig a hole all alongside the house over there, and that's supposed to, which you're allowed to do. Since you're allowed to build, you're not stamping holes on the Shizu Rabin, but here, in order to support your thing, you're allowed to, and you're covered up. So you are potter. So it's as if you dug a hole in your own rishus. So it's like a Rishus Yochid again, and then you are mafkir the Rishus, and you are potter. So this again is like the first case that if you were in Rishus Yochid and you were mafkir the Rishus, you are potter. Rabbi Yehuda said that you are chayiv. You have to do something to cover it. Either build a wall 10 tefachim, watch a yachiv, mokim this ragli odin, mokim ragli hema, bo tefachim, you gotta have a distance of 4 tefachim. Time of delusion, it seems from here that the only reason why you're allowed to build this hole over there in this case number three is because you need it to support your foundations. And this is common, and therefore everyone's accepted, like the society agrees that you're allowed to do that. Halav Lu'ushin, had it not been for this heter of Lu'ushin, you'd be chayiv. Why? Even though you're building the boy in your own rishus, you'd be chayiv. So this case here holds. Not for Lushin, you got to steal in the price. What's going on here? How money? Who's going on? What's the author's name? Fish Lemel Rabba, according to Rabba, says that Boy Bush is Yochid. In the beginning, we say you are potter, so Reish Rabbi Shmo. Rabbi Shmo, because Rabba holds that, Rabbi Shmo holds potter. So in the beginning of the price, Rabbi Shmo, the safer, and who holds the end of the price, said that the only reason why you are potter is because Lushin had not been for Lushin to be Chai or Sabakiv. Fine. El Rabbi Yosef, you told me Rishus Yochid chayiv. According to Rabbi Yosef, everybody holds that. Bishleim, but Rabbi Yosef say for the Akel, according to everybody. El Reish, that says Rishus Yochid potter. According to Rabbi Yosef, nobody holds you potter Rishus Yochid. Everyone holds you chayiv. El Reish, mani loy Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Omloch, Rabbi Yosef, answer you. Kulu di behakuli. No, who said that? Zemachleik is it? It's all according to one Tana. The Reish is talking about Shaloi Hifkir. You didn't make Hifkir. You built the opening in Shusha Yochid and the hole was in Shusha Rabin. If somebody falls in, you know what? Because it's trespassing. It's my private house. I never mafkir it. Shaloi Hifkir Loi Dushusha Ever Loi Boile. And that's why in that case, I'm potter. But the safer called everybody, because everybody holds in Shusha Yochid a boil, you trespassed. Everyone holds Shusha Yochid a chayiv. Because that's Bal HaBoi Yishalom. So therefore, in the Sefer, I built a boy, then I made a hefker all over the entrance, I'm chayiv. In the Reisha, why am I potter? Because I didn't make a hefker. So what right do you have to come to my chotzer? You came in, you fall.
What's the Havamina that you should be?
Because we thought that you were... We thought that you were mafkret. The way we learned the Reisha was that you built a boy, it's like the other cases.
Saying now that we're saying that it's not mafkret. What's he teaching us?
Nothing, that's the thing. We're leading into the other cases. It's a contrast.
So according to Rav Yosef, he says, call it Divrei Hakol.
Yeah. Everyone holds Shizu Yochid, you are chayiv. Machlekes Shizu Rabin. You talk about Shizu Yochid.
So there's no one Tana who this Mishnah. This Mishnah is according to...
According to everybody. Everybody agrees, Shizu Yochid, you are chayiv. This is Shizu Yochid. I in the Reish says potter, because I was not it was my private property. Says in my Rabbi Ravashi, now that you tell me the whole Braise could work out according to one Tana, how should it come? It came to the Yates, the Hakur, the Rabbi, the Tukmi, the Noim, the Rabbi, the Noim, the Noim, but the Reish, the Reish, the Bishmol, who says potter, because you are potter, we're talking about you were mafkid it, follow the Bishmol, safer, Namel, the Bishmol, I, the safer Bishmol, the Bishmol holds that you always potter, why do you have to tell me the reason why you potter, because you had a right to build it, to support your building, the time of the Lushan, Allah was a Chayiv, you know what we're talking about here, the Arvach, Arvach, Hilish, Rabbi, it's talking about that you, that you actually dug into the Shusarabim. And because you dug, it's not only you dug in your private property with a hole under the Shusarabim, you actually dug part of the space, the entrance in the Shusarabim, which of course everybody is allowed to do that. But because of Lushin, you have a special license that if it's right next to your house, you're allowed to. People have to be aware.
But Lushin is not in the Shusarabim.
It is.
Really?
That's what I'm saying here, that if you start in the Shusarabim and part of it extends to the Shusarabim, you have a right to. And therefore, people see a house bordering the Shusarabim, they should move the distance, they should keep the distance. It makes us another question. And what you did was you mafke the space where the board is. So really, where is it in the Shusarabim itself? Potter, you are potter. So the Shusarabim is potter. It's bishleim le'rabba kon de'rabba kol b'shmoli. So Rabbi Shmuel, in the Shusarabim you're chayiv, and in the Shusarabim you're potter. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. El Rabbi Yosef, he holds everyone agrees with Shusarabim you're chayiv. Bishleim reisha, the reisha that says I want to you're chayiv, is Rabbi Shmuel. Is Rabbi Shmuel? Ella, because Rabbi Kiva holds in the Shusarabim you're potter. Ella safer money, but safer according to you, everyone agrees that you're chayiv. It says here you're potter. Later, Rabbi Kiva. Well, like I said, here's talking about chayivolution. You know why you're potter in the Shusarabim? Because you dug it up to support your foundations, you're allowed to. But they really hackled everybody.
So you're always turning the following as a small abuse of racket. If you're teaching a kid Chumash,
what's the chat?
What is the Pashup Shat in a Chumash when a guy happens a boy?
Depends. Bal Haboy Yushalom tells you that he's a Balabas.
In other words,
that's one of the equivalents. Depends, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. You can learn the Chumash either way.
Okay, so according to Rabbi Kiva,
yeah,
the statement.
According to who, Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Rabbi Yosef.
The statement that we say that something that's not yours and the Torah makes it yours, which is the boil, and what's it compared to Pesach? Chometz?
Everyone agrees that statement, because even starting with the Yochid, you made it hefty. If you didn't make it hefty afterwards, you have the right to walk into my property. Right. I had to make it hefty. Now become positive Rabbin. But when I dug it, and I kept ownership of the boil. So when I dug it with permission. I have every right to.
Yes.
And I'm still owner of the boy, but I'm making the whole area around the Shusarabim. So the boy now is in the middle of the Shusarabim.
Right.
But I kept ownership. So really, you can't really keep ownership in the middle of the Shusarabim. The Tate made as if it's yours. I mean, it fits in with everybody. And remember, the Blas himself doesn't agree with that. They were right. Tell me, learn. Chofar, you dug a hole of Pasach. And you opened it. Mosel Rabim. Then afterwards, he gave the donations. Look, guys, you need a well. Here's a well. Potter, you are potter. Why? Because you tell the public, I'm digging this hole, donating it to you so you can have wells, but you take responsibility. I'm not taking responsibility if you get hurt. But if you didn't give it over to the Rabbim, you're a chayv. There's a man called Nechunya who was a tzaddik who used to dig these holes for people that are golden, they should have what you drink. So you're chayv for the Paseach, he used to dig holes or open up holes. So give it over to the public. When they heard this, Amru Kaim Zeh Halacha Zu, he fulfilled this halacha properly. He gave it over to his rabbi. Halacha Zu, this is only halacha he kept. He kept even this law. He was so particular about everything. He gave it over to the rabbi so that he didn't take no longer responsibility. It's a public property, and the councils have to take care of it, maintain it. Tell them what I learned. Maise, there's a sad story. There's a story of the daughter of Chayfa Shichin, of Nechunya. Shanafla, the boy God once fell into a big pit, a well. And she threatened to drown. They went and told Rabbi Chanina Medoisa, shot her. First hour, don't worry about it, she'll survive. The second hour, she's still stuck in the well in the bottom, and she's treading water, whatever. He said, say, Amalem, Shalom, she'll survive. Shalisha, third, Amalem, also. She definitely was spared. They said to her, and when they saw her then, he said, Mihela, who saved you? Amalem, Zocha Shalom, there was a male amongst the sheep, and his damali came to me. Vazoka, that old man, Manhiga, led it. And they took me, pulled me out of the water, which was Avram and Akeda Yitzchok's ram. Omrul, they said to him, Novi, after he said to Rabbi Chanina, Ben Deisa, what, Novi? How do you know? Amalem, like Novi, and Eichel Ben Novi, I'm not a Novi, I'm not the son of a Novi. Alakacha Marti, this is, I was convinced. Dover, Shoisei Tzadik, Mistai, boy. Something that this guy was such a Mahadin and Yichash was out of, his kids will die from the water. He created these wells and donated as Zaka, and then the end, his own children will die from it. And Omer Abach, Ava became Meis Benoi, but some, even so, his own son died from thirst. But it's not direct, see, he made wells. And then the Eibishter made it rain. So Rabbi Chanina is convinced a well he won't die from, but thirst, Okay, Shemit says, "Usvivav and surrounding him, Nisaramoid." It's a lot of noise. And Nisaramoid and Bitashin here. Malama goes Baruch Hu Medakti Misvivav. He's Medakti. All those are close to him. Other people decide, don't get too close to Eibusha. Get too close to Eibusha is so particular that even if you bend a hair away from what you're supposed to be doing, he gets very mad. From here, the same idea we learn from the following pasuk: Kel Naarot Besod Kedoshim. Eibusha gets very upset with and strong with those holy people. Rabba Vanoila Kosviv, and he's awesome when it comes to all those around him. Anybody says that the Eibusha is nice, no, you think you deserve to be punished, and then said good things happen to you, and you say, oh, the Eibusha is Mechem, and my Veda is Yutru Chayev, he's giving up his own life. Shenema, it says, Hatsur Tomim Paula, the Eibusha is complete, everything Eibusha does is just. Don't say what makes a statement that you're inviting the Eibusha to rethink what he's doing. Erech ha'payim v'leksiv erech af, why in plural? And not af singular, erech ha'payim v'tzadikim v'l'shoyim, the Eibusha prolongs things for tzadikim from paying their reward straight away, and l'shoyim from punishing them straight away, he gives them time.
Ha'payim is the two faces of the Eibusha, is this the...
He delays, but delays the punishment and the reward. That's right. And Tesla learned that even for Rosh, if he gives him time to do tshuva, so that he can turn it into good. All right, the Talmud learned that Yisakul of the Mishnah says that a person should not remove the stones from his property and put them in the street. Ma'aseh the Gemara tells another story. Talking about the vias of Tanoim, but the Mecha, there was a person. From here, by the way, is a whole discussion: how long if a person is in the water, how much time should we allow them before we can decide that he's definitely drowned? And it seems to be about 3 hours. Others want to argue that's only by a well because the water is still, but if you're out in the ocean with the waves and it's tiring, you can't survive 3 hours in the water, but much less. Or others say shah doesn't necessarily mean hours, it just means time, so you have to work it out. Maisa, but as a person, a person was removing the stones from his shazab. He found a chassid. A chassid found him taking stones from, removing stones from his property and throwing it into the street. The chassid said, Reiko, you pushed the kele. The empty vessel. Why are you removing stones from a property that's not yours, which is his house? The public street, which is everybody, including yours. New legal gold love. So the guy can pick poke from him. Well, I'm taking my house. I'm taking stones from my house. The yum, it was a short while later, Nitzrich Limker Sadeu, he suddenly became impoverished and he had to sell his house. And then he's walking down that very street. The Nichshel Ba'isavam, and he tripped over his stone that he threw, and now it turned out to be that the Shusarabim was his, and the house is no longer his. Omar, so now this guy, Yafamal is a chassi. How right was that chassi that he said, from the house, which one day won't be yours anymore, the Shusarab, which always belongs to you as well, like everybody else. So this is a story of Nevius again.
What's the
counter tissue? If you remember the Ruch HaKedush by this great tzaddikim. If you remember in Erevin that we had a story that, you know, at the time hardly had Ruch HaKedush. And here the most solely revealing to us that Chassidim at least had Ruch HaKedush. Mishnah continuing, you dug up a hole of Rabbim, the Nofal, the falls inside there, Sherech, and where an animal, a cow, or a donkey, chai, but your responsibility. Echad ha'chayfe boy, whether you dug a boy which is still around, or shiach, which is long and like a rectangle, or mite, or a key has a cover on it, or charitin, that just the ridges, or ni'itin, that has a charitin is a cave without a cover, and ni'itin are like a cone. Ni'itin are a cone, which means it's narrow on the bottom and wider on top. Why do you make such a kind of hole? I don't know. Imkein lama nema boy, why does it say boy? If any kind of hole, why does it tell you to stress boy? Ma boy, just like a boy. She yesh boy kidei lahamis. How deep does the boy have to be before it can be able to kill? Asara tvachim. I've called she yesh boy kidei lahamis. Asara tvachim. 10 tvachim. What about the boy who's less than 10 tvachim deep? The died because we'll say the boy didn't kill it. Now here comes the famous machlekes that we alluded to a long time ago, but this is machlekes. Rav said, what are you responsible for, boy? When an animal falls in and dies, what are you chai for? Lahavoli for the foul ear. You did not create the ground that it hit because the ground was hit there before. The Eibishter made it. What you created in this boy was you invited the stale ear to be there, and therefore the animal falls down. It's the stale ear that killed him, even though he's banged and whacked and everything else. But if he otherwise, he could have gotten up and walked away. But it's the stale ear that made the thing happen, finalize it.
So, what happens if he falls in, but he's
whole body falls in, but his head is still outside and he dies. There's no havel to have because the head of the
animal. So then how's it possible to die? How?
Because from the injuries.
He broke some bones.
He falls in, he dies from his injuries.
Good question. Pashin is not killed. Pashin is chayv. Almok saver chabote karko elam. So it means that chabote, what you crashed on, belongs to the world. The maskele, that part of it belongs to the Eibishte. But the only part that you're liable for is the ear. However, Shmuel says lehavoloi v'choshke lechabote. I hold you liable for both because you exposed this part of the ground. It wasn't exposed before, so therefore you're responsible for that. Maybe it's only the chabotai, according to Shmuel. How do you know it's also the stale ear? Hatoydeh idala boy, the toydeh testified. Because you can argue, why should be chayv the stale? That's the chmela. I dug the hole, so I expose this new ground. The ear, you know, there's a vacuum, so the ear pops in and goes on its own. How do I know? Because the toydeh tells you, I feel the molly slugin shall tzemer, even filled up the hole full of cotton, so therefore nobody, you're not touching. The ground, when you land, when you make impact with the ground, still you're chayiv. Why you're chayiv? Because of the stalea. My benai Ebezev Shmuel agrees that it's the stalea kills as well. But in addition, the impact on the ground. So what's the nafkamina? You know what the chilik is? If you build a 10 tefachim high hill in the middle of the street, so you the animal walks up the hill and then it falls off and it breaks its head on the ground. According to Rav, you potter. Where's the havol here? According to Shmuel, of course the chayiv, because the chabot. Iga benayu the avad grave shrami built something high in his rabbi lit av a grave lem khay god rabbi not responsible and the shmul a grave nam khay we yos khay because of the impact in the ground. Rav's opinion is over here. Exactly. So you put something down the ground.
Exactly. Like he's telling
he,
and the guy got injured himself.
He was punished. Not the guy. But one second. You built something 10 tefachim high in the street. What do the rocks are the small things? That's like Abnei Sakina Masoi. I mean, you're still chayv. You're talking about 10 tefachim high, and you're chayv for killing. A person falls, you're not chayv if he kills himself. It's only if he gets hurt. And we're talking about killing here. Rav's opinion is always very hard to understand. You know, the fact that we see his broken bones that killed him. So then, you know how the Mephoshah explained that even though the broken bones, but if it wouldn't have been for the bad ear, he would have survived. It's the bad ear, now that he had broken bones, the bad ear was able to kill him. Sounds very esoteric. Anyway. My time that I watched the Rav's for Dama Crescent Posig, Vinofal, it says in the Posig that you dug a boy in the street. And the animal, Vinofal Shamash Shechemoy, Vinofal fell in, Adche Yipol Derg, has to fall in, not from the top of a mound, it has to fall below. So therefore it's the ear, Shmuel, Nofal Koldu Mash, I don't care how you fall, where you're falling from, you're Chayiv. Then we look at the Mishnah, it said we learn, Imke Lomen, I'm a boy, why does the Mishnah says, why does it say boy, it says any kind of hole, you're Chayiv, my boy, you're the Homies, I'm a Tvachim, you're 10 Tvachim in order to kill. Of course, you're the Homies, I'm a Tvachim, you're 10 Tvachim to kill. Bishlei Mele Shmuel, what do we call, what are we trying to learn? He said, I've called anything else. I've called Lassu Yigayvi, even a mound on the street, Yechayv, as well as a Tetvachim Ai, because he can kill. Elo Lerav, according to Rav, I've called Lassu Yimai. What does call come to include? Because according to Rav, a mound is potter. Lassu Yichaditzi Yichaditzi. To teach you those other things in the Mishnah we just mentioned, besides boy. Freddy Gemara, Behedjik Tonilu. What do you mean the Mishnah saying I've called? The Mishnah clearly stipulated those things that Yechayv. First, he tells you all of them. Then he says, "Why does the Torah say boy?" And then once you say boy, the rule, all of these things that I mentioned before are included. Why does the Mishnah have to express all of them? We need a chiddush in each one. The Tana boy, the only new boy, which is still never made a boy. I saw that he's behavola a boy. That's 10 tefachim deep has because it's even top and bottom. Therefore, it has all the stale mishum the cutting the kriche because it's round and because it's pretty narrow. Therefore, it has all that stale. Abel shiach the orich shiach is very long, it's rectangular. Ema basora les behavola 10 tefachim deep. There's no stale because it's pretty long. If, that's why I tell you even that. We eat on the sheikh. I mean, the sheikh has sort of these behavola only 10 has of this daily emission the cotton because it's narrow. It's narrow and long. Avo mida, but a cave which is square and wide and long. The marbot square. Maybe 10 tefachim deep does not have the daily yet. It needs to be deeper. That's why I mention mida. We eat on the mida. I mean, the mida about sort of these behavola has of this daily emission the metal has a roof on it. Aval charitzin, which is wide and there's no ear at all, even no roof. Do la metal, maybe tefachim. It's a wide hole, square, and it has no roof. Maybe it has the fresh air from outside. How you know it has stale inside? Vita and Charitza, for said Charitza, I mean, for Charitza, so he's been Chavala, 10th Vachim, hasn't it stay there? Mishum de Lesbo de Vicha, Mele Elt, Fame, Tatoy, because it's even on top and the bottom. I've only eaten, but this cone. Did a Vicha, Mele Elt, Fame, Tatoy, it's much wider on top than on the bottom. Aim of Asal, Bahavala. So maybe that because it's very wide on top, it keeps a good air and it brings it down. Maybe there's no stay there, and even towards the bottom. Kamashalon, that it's all right. Tanan, we learned. And wherever there's no Havala, we'll say also there's no Chavata. So anymore, at the time, in the Mishnah, how you push him, Asar Tvachim, if the boat was less than 10 Tvachim deep, if enough, for the Teche, Shere, Chamer, an animal fell inside, if the mason died, Potty, Potty. But, V'im, Huzak, boy, but if the person got hurt, Chayiv, less than 10 Tvachim, Chayiv. Chayiv, Hezekas. No, for the Teche, Shere, Chamer, even mess, Potty. And if an animal fell inside and died in 9 Tvachim deep, you're Potty. My time, why Potty? Lav mishum the lesbich, but the ear is still stale. What's chilik is 9 Tvachim deep or 10 Tvachim deep? Once it's not above the ground level, the ear is stale. That's what we think. The only difference is the impact. A 9 Tvachim impact is not as bad as a 10 Tvachim impact. A 9 Tvachim can't kill you. Lav mishum the lesbich habata. So that I to Shmuel that the habata plays a major role here. Saying, well, no, mishum the lesbich havola. 9 Tvachim deep does not even have.
So 10 Tvachim is also the cutoff point for this.
For the bad to kill you. It can damage you, but it can't kill you. So why are you chai? If there's no havala to listen to Tvachim, you just ask. It should be Pater Zekim. And we're learning that Hezek also the cause is not the impact, but the stale air. We say in havala misa, but havala zikin doesn't have the stale air enough to kill you, but has enough stale air to make you to wound you. There was once a cow, the Nafla fell in La Arisa, the Aloi fell into this canal. All canals in the Gemara are called Amas HaMayim. The reason why they're called Amas HaMayim is the word Amma. The measurement is an Amma. It usually was an Amma wide and an Amma deep. And this animal, this is an irrigating canal. An animal fell in there, Shachte More. So the Balabos came along and went ahead and shechted the animal. The animal just fell in Amma. He shechted. Torfer Nachman said it's trafe. Why is it trafe? Because it's called the Risike Vorim. When an animal falls from a high point, we say that all the internal limbs moved around and therefore it's not kosher. And the test is either you wait 24 hours, if it's still standing, it's alright, or if you can walk around. But this guy didn't take a test. He just went ahead and shechted. Omra Nachman, E Shokel Mori the High Turah. This guy would have had patience. And he would take a kav of the kamcha, one kav of wheat with him. No, take a lunch and supper with him. But Ozel Tana Midrash would have gone to yeshiva to learn and ask people a shayla. So by the time he went back home, it would have been more than 24 hours. Yimshos and Meslesh, the animal would have been kosher because he had no patience. He killed it before we could tell if they've already moved around or not. Like absolutely, the Shabbat Kamba Kavi, he wouldn't have lost his animal, which is with a number of Kavin. Alma, what do we see? Ksar, Nachman holds, yes, Chabot, Bepachas, Masara. We see that what? That there's only an Alma deep, and yet there's an impact. It's not just a stale. Here, there's nothing to stale there, but talking about the internal organs moving around. Ace, Rodan Nachman, Rob, that's another question. I Pusim, Masara, Tvachim, there was less than 10 Tvachim deep, and Nafal, Tech, Shere, Chamber, and Mason, animal fell inside, died, potted. My timer, why are you potted? Lab, Mishun, the Lady Chabot, less than 10 Tvachim, there's no impact. He says, no, Loi, no. You know why? Because the lesbian havola. Because we follow like Rav, and Rav doesn't care about impact. All he cares about is havola. When it comes to treif, of course, impact matters. So therefore, but it comes to the zikin, it's the havola, and there's no havola for killing less than 10 tvachim. Ihochi, who's the gaboy my chayv? Why you chayv less than 10 tvachim? Or lesbian havola, there's no foul ear. Amale, ain't hevel emisa, the stale ear there can't kill you. Amale, yesh hevel zikin, but the stale ear can be mazik. We'll stop here.